Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Someplace Like America, Tales from the New Great Depression is a nonfiction work of reporting and documentary narrative by Dale Maharidge, with photographs by Michael S. Williamson and a foreword by Bruce Springsteen. Centered on the working class in the United States, the book follows families and communities affected by deindustrialization, long-term unemployment, poverty, and homelessness. Rather than presenting the economic crisis as an abstract policy problem, it shows how structural change reshapes daily life over decades. The book grew out of Maharidge and Williamson's long engagement with America's overlooked margins, continuing a project that began in the early 1980s and was informed by their earlier Pulitzer Prize-winning reporting. Its purpose is both journalistic and humanistic, to record how ordinary people endure economic dislocation and to make visible the social costs behind headline-level statistics. The result is an extended portrait of a nation whose promise and inequality exist side by side. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a long-form report on deindustrialization and the collapse of stable work. The book is built around the idea that the disappearance of industrial employment is not a temporary setback, but a force that reorganizes entire lives and regions. Maharidge traces how factory closures, wage loss, and the erosion of union-era security leave families without a stable path forward. This is important because the book does not treat unemployment as an isolated personal failure. Instead, it connects individual hardship to broader economic restructuring, showing how once reliable work disappears and takes with it dignity, routine, and community stability. By returning to the same social world over many years, the authors make visible the slow pace at which economic decline accumulates. That long view gives the book analytical power. It explains why the effects of deindustrialization are durable and why conventional recovery narratives often miss the depth of the gap. Secondly, an intimate portrait of poverty and homelessness beyond stereotypes. One of the book's central achievements is its refusal to portray poor and homeless Americans through cliches. The people it follows are often working, retraining, caring for families, or trying to maintain normal routines while living in unstable conditions. This matters because the book challenges the tendency to separate the deserving from the undeserving poor. Maharidge and Williamson show that hardship can emerge even among people who are responsible, persistent, and deeply attached to work. The result is a more precise social picture. Homelessness is not presented only as a visible street crisis, but as part of a wider landscape of precarious housing, temporary shelter, and life lived at the edge of collapse. The book's strength lies in the way it uses close observation to restore complexity to people often flattened by public debate. Thirdly, a hybrid form that joins journalism, memoir, and photography. The book stands out for its mixed method. It combines field reporting, personal reflection, narrative scenes, and photographs to create a layered account of American decline. This form is not decorative. It is essential to the book's argument. Reporting supplies evidence, memoir adds continuity and perspective, and photography gives the subject's physical presence that prose alone cannot fully provide. Together, these elements help readers understand both the facts of economic insecurity and its emotional texture. The visual dimension is especially important because it prevents the work from becoming an abstract essay about poverty. Instead, the reader sees faces, spaces, and conditions that reinforce the written testimony. The result is a documentary style that is immersive without sacrificing credibility, and emotionally direct without losing analytical seriousness. Fourthly, a multi-decade view of the new underclass, the book is not limited to a single crisis moment. It follows people and places across roughly 30 years, allowing readers to see how the so-called new underclass evolves across changing political and economic eras. This long span is crucial because it shows continuity between the Reagan years, the post-industrial decades that followed, and the financial upheavals of the 2000s. The book suggests that poverty in America should be understood less as an interruption to prosperity than as a recurring feature of the national economy for many workers. By returning to the same general terrain over time, Maharidge and Williamson reveal how each round of restructuring creates new vulnerabilities while also deepening old ones. That historical range gives the book unusual explanatory value and distinguishes it from shorter journalistic investigations that capture only a momentary snapshot. Lastly, a moral critique of American inequality told through lived experience. Beyond documenting hardship, the book functions as a critique of the social order that produces it. Its argument is not stated in policy language alone, but emerges through the accumulation of human stories. By showing how families struggle to survive after jobs disappear, the book questions the fairness of an economy that rewards flexibility for employers while leaving workers exposed to instability. It also shows how mainstream attention often overlooks those most affected by structural change. In this sense, the book is about visibility as much as poverty. It insists that the nation cannot understand itself if it ignores the people living at its margins. The moral force of the book comes from restraint rather than polemic. It asks readers to confront inequality through evidence, patience, and witness, which makes its critique more durable than a simple argument or slogan. In conclusion, Someplace Like America will be most valuable to readers interested in American social history, labor, journalism, documentary photography, and the lived consequences of economic restructuring. It is especially suited to readers who want to understand poverty not as an isolated condition, but as the outcome of long-term industrial decline, unstable work, and uneven public attention. The book also offers practical intellectual value for students and researchers because it models how sustained reporting can connect personal narrative to larger economic patterns. Without reducing either one, what makes it stand out in its category is its combination of duration, empathy, and visual evidence. Many books on inequality describe the problem in broad terms. This one follows real people across decades and uses photographs to preserve the material reality of their lives. That sustained perspective gives the book unusual force. It is not only a record of hardship, but also a serious account of how American economic change is experienced from below, making it a distinctive contribution to nonfiction about class and crisis. If you would like to support Dale Maharaj, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.